Phil Spector produced that one, and George Harrison said it was the most perfect rock record he'd ever heard. That was Ike and Tina Turner. Mostly Tina there at River Deep Mountain High. It's 218 with Bob Moody at Wacky Radio, and a little bit early on a Friday. We'll get the weekend officially underway just after 5 o'clock. WAKY. That's Chicago from 1973 with just you and me. It's 222. This is Bob Moody at Wacky Radio. The weekend AccuWeather forecast is coming up in 1 minute. Just on 9.1. AccuWeather meteorologist John Greshak is saying that today we will continue to see changeable skies, and it certainly has been the case so far today with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm or two in the area. Today's high expected top out at 77. We're close. The low tonight, though, will get down to 52, and then it will be cool again tomorrow and Sunday with showers and thunderstorms possible. A high both days of only about 63 degrees. Skies are cloudy. We have 74 degrees currently at WAKY. But I don't know where or when. That's Dion with the Belmonts from 1960. I'm Bob Moody at Wacky Radio, the oldies station. Getting set to get the weekend underway shortly after 5 o'clock. The 8th annual Ursuline Pitt Louisville J.C.'s Wine and Cheese Tasting Festival is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Tickets for that are $15, and they are on sale at the J.C.'s headquarters on Story Avenue over by the Dimension Cable Buildings, where the J.C.'s headquarters is. All proceeds go to the Special Children of the Ursuline Pitt School. Now, we have had some people calling to ask if Big Red and Thor would be there with samples of Heine wine, the great-tasting wine in the flip-top can from Wadi, Kentucky. I don't think that they have been invited, to tell you the truth, but if this is a Louisville J.C.'s event, you can bet there'll be somebody there showing their Heine. He kind of lost it there on the last note. That's George Hamilton IV with A Rose and a Baby Ruth. That's all I have to give you. And this Baby Ruth has been in my pocket since 1956. It's starting to get a little rank. 2:30. We are the only station for music and fun. 790 WAKY Louisville. Out of Memphis, Tennessee in 1969, Booker T and the MGs, and Time Is Tight. Before that, Dionne Warwick with the Kentucky Bluebird taking a message to Michael. 2:36 with Bob Moody at the Oldie Station. In less than an hour now, Billy Packer and Al McGuire will be here on the Basketball Report. It's about 5 minutes long, but today it'll be a very special 5 minutes because today they'll be giving their impressions of what to expect tomorrow in the game between Georgetown and St. John's. Isn't that right? Aren't they? They're the ones playing tomorrow. I kind of lost interest when all the local teams fell out, to tell you the truth. But if you're in town for the Final Four and just kind of playing around with the buttons on your radio, keep it right here because we'll be giving you Billy and Al's impressions of this weekend's games at 3:30 on the Packer McGuire Basketball Report on 790 WAKY. Yeah, she is. She's in love with me, and I feel fine. The Beatles and Crystal Blue Persuasion from Tommy James and the Shondells at the Oldie Station, Wacky Radio, WAKY, Bob Moody at 2:43. We'll have Reds baseball tomorrow and Sunday. Exhibition season, of course, but it's rapidly drawing to a close. Now, tomorrow, the Reds and the Tigers meet, and that will be an historic occasion because, now think about it, this will be the first time that Pete Rose and Sparky Anderson have faced each other as managers. When they meet tomorrow down in Florida, we'll have the game starting at 1 in the afternoon. Then Sunday, it's the Reds and the Mets beginning at 12:30. A week from Saturday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, the Reds will play their final preseason game of the year against the Tigers again, but this time right here in town in Louisville at Cardinal Stadium. We had a note today from the Redbirds saying that already they had sold some 10,000 seats for that game, but 20,000 seats are still available. And you can get tickets to watch the Reds and the Tigers play a week from tomorrow at Cardinal Stadium by stopping by the Redbirds ticket office in person or by giving them a call at 367-9121. Now, we don't play that song too often, but it has never failed that whenever we do, somebody, and usually several somebodies, call up and say, "Who was that? I like it a lot." That was a guy named Peter Sarstedt, S-A-R-S-T-E-D-T, who was, and for that matter still is, a very prominent recording artist in Europe and in Great Britain to a lesser extent. And that song was from 1969. It's called Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? 2:50, 10 before 3 with Bob Moody. The AccuWeather forecast for the weekend is next.
Remember the 50s?
AccuWeather meteorologist John Grishak is saying that we still have a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm or two this afternoon. Tonight, we'll have a low of 52 with still a possibility of some rain. And in fact, that chance of rain, cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area will be with us through the weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, too. I didn't have a stutter when I walked in here. The high both tomorrow and Sunday will be around 63 degrees, so the unseasonably warm temperatures that we've enjoyed the past couple of days will not extend into the weekend. 74 is our current temperature with cloudy skies, WAKY. Old Dean Martin from 1964, and the door is still open to my heart. This is Bob Moody at 255 at Wacky Radio. Through the weekend at various locations throughout Jefferson County, you may see some folks conducting roadblocks at major intersections. They're from the Phi Kappa Tau fraternity. They may even be holding green buckets with Wacky the Oldie Station bumper stickers on them. I hope so, because they're collecting for a very good cause. They'll be working very hard to raise money to help support research and medical services being provided and conducted by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. If you've listened to Wacky very long at all, you know that that's a cause very close to us here. And they'll be collecting the Pi Kappa Tau fraternity members throughout the weekend, so please be generous.
John Grishak.
And at 3:05, our temperature is down to 71 degrees with cloudy skies, WAKY. Tab at 90 WAKY. This is Bob Moody at 3:10, and you've just heard my original composition, Don, Go Away, I'm No Good For You, But You Can Drive My Car, the Four Seasons, followed by the Beatles at Wacky Radio. In 20 minutes from now, Billy Packard and Al McGuire will give you what they think is going to happen in tomorrow's big game between Georgetown and St. John's, one of the two semifinal games to be played in Rupp Arena. Of course, I probably don't need to tell you that, however. You know, John Thompson keeps calling up here, bugging us, wanting to know what time the Packer McGuire show is on. So it's 20 minutes from now, John, at 3:30. Well, anyway, it sounds like John Thompson. Could have been somebody else. Whoever it was, I told him I thought Georgetown was up for an upset, and they said,
I know darn well we can work.
Yeah, well, there's a will, there's a way. And I know we can make it. Yes, we can. The Pointer Sisters, preceded by Johnny Taylor. And who's making love to your old lady while you're off to the Final Four from 1968? It's 3:17. That was a nice. Well, nobody said it was a nice show. It's 3:17 with Bob Moody at Wacky Radio. We'll get the weekend officially underway shortly after 5 o'clock this afternoon at about 5:05. We have some.